round about 2000, I think, I can't remember again how this happened, but at the end of the financial year, which is March usually, big institutions like the council find out, oh, we've got some money left we haven't spent. Could you use some money for an environmental project? We said, yeah, I'm sure we could, really. Because in those days, the bit of the bit outside the building was a builder's site, basically. And whereas we'd had youngsters alternate and building bits and pieces of garden and things, it wasn't a proper garden. So we said, yeah, we'll have 30,000, thank you. And we'll make it into a proper garden. And we'll make it a peace garden. And we'll have contractors in to do designs. And we'll get people involved. And we'll ask people, what kind of flowers would you like? And in those days, one of the groups was a blind group for blind people, like Alzheimer's, but for blind people. So they all chose flowers that they could smell. And there's a raised bed. And they could walk around the raised bed and smell the flowers and things. So they chose plants.
And why call it, why a peace garden?
Well, the peace garden, I think, was, when we were thinking about it, Cyril Summers was always somebody involved in peacemaking. He was a pacifist, and in the war was a conscientious objector. When he became mayor, his peacemaking took on a new turn because, as you know, we're pretty good at celebrating war in one way or another. We have marches and all the rest of it. So for him being mayor, how did he cope with I can't remember exactly how he did it, but one of the ways in which he did it was that he went to Hiroshima, where the mayors of the world gathered together once a year, and he went as mayor of Newport to Hiroshima and looked at the memorial that's there for the nuclear bomb. I think I'm right in saying that the annual parade, you know, the November parade, I think he managed to persuade people not to do something, not to celebrate war, I think, somehow. So that one of the things that happens, and I think Cyril probably started it, in August, on the 6th of August, which is when the bomb was dropped, there's always a celebration in Newport of Hiroshima Day. I think Cyril started that. And various things happen frequently at Tredegar House on the lake when people put little flowers, little, what do they call them? Soduku. Little boats, you know, little boats. And Cyril started that. And because then Cyril was so much involved in peacemaking, a peace tree was one of the things that we thought we'd have. I think we've got three peace trees now, actually. The one is the one by the canopy. There is an olive tree somewhere. And I think there's another one somewhere that is a peace tree. Or maybe the cherry is a peace tree as well. One of the people who was involved in the work camp was Angus Duncan, who was an engineer building the steelworks, and who came to church and became involved in all the church stuff, and eventually became a minister himself, and came back to plant a tree, the peace tree, in 1990, when we reached our 90th birthday, and he became a Presbyterian Church of England minister. So he was involved in the peacemaking as well. Where did I got to? The garden. In the garden, yeah, we have things from time to time. So that Marilyn, do you know Marilyn?
Yes, I know Marilyn.
Marion's mother-in-law, when she started being involved and employed as an interfaith worker, she got involved in peace events. And one of the first things that we did, we had a peace day. And I think it's usually on the 21st of September when it's International Peace Day. And I think she inaugurated the celebration of a peace day. And the Peace Garden then took up part of this celebration, and she was also responsible for setting up the Peace Mala. Have you seen the Peace Mala bit? Well, that's another bit to write on your list to talk about, but not today. But write down Peace Mala, and Marilyn can tell you about that. M-A-L-A.
Mm-hmm.